Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And bringing you the news, behind the news, the story, behind the story. And ladies and gentlemen, most of what you hear on the news, even on this radio station, is not true. And you just heard a bit of propaganda from President Obama saying he's so concerned about the veterans. Oh, he's concerned about the veterans. He's concerned about their families. He wants to be sure they're getting the best of care. And he knows there's not enough money to take care of the veterans, their families, for all the needless wars we're getting them into. The Afghan war was totally phony. Why did we go to war in Afghanistan? Why? Because of what happened on September 11th. And if you haven't seen or listened to our four CD sets on 9/11, 9/11 update, and why did the buildings come down? It's very obvious. This was all contrived. Those were internal explosions that built, brought the buildings down. Watch them fall. So they go on the internet, look at building number 7 fall. Watch building 7 come down. It's obviously controlled demolition, as for the fall of the Twin Towers. But we went to war in Afghanistan because we wanted a war. We got one. We killed probably 1 million Afghans. And the president said, I'm so concerned about our veterans. He had a program on 60 Minutes last night about post-traumatic stress. Ladies and gentlemen, we destroyed the lives of our soldiers in a phony war. And then, of course, why did we go to war in Iraq? Well, everybody knows. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Why? Because George Bush told us. And then it turned out it was all a lie. And what you listen to just now on this news, it's not the fault of the station. They pick up the news. But the people who put the news together are manipulating what you believe. Well, right now, of course, we believe that communism is the enemy. That's, well, maybe not communism, but those wicked people who are controlling Russia today, they call them the oligarchs. And who are they? They're all KGB. Putin's KGB. We have financed communism since its inception. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We financed communism. We financed Lenin. We financed Stalin. We financed communism. We're financing it today. Who do you think it is who actually drilled the oil wells and the gas wells that have made Russia a major financial source of energy today? Well, right now, what is the big enemy? Oh, the enemy, is what's going on over there in Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the enemy. The enemy is right here in the United States. And of course, it's being brought about by this so-called threat of global warming. Oh, why? The government will tell you every responsible scientist accepts global warming. Well, maybe a few don't, but ladies and gentlemen, go up on the internet. My friend Art Robinson has the site there. Art Robinson. 30,000 scientists have said there is no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. It's all a fraud. And why is it a fraud? Because they want to use this threat of global warming as a threat to the environment to establish a dictatorship in America and throughout the world. It's very obvious. The whole idea is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And you focus your attention on Ukraine. With us this morning is our good friend Deborah Tavares, who has studied this. One of the finest sources of information we have. And if you need information on global warming, why, you can get it through her. You can get it through our recordings of her. We have excellent information on sustainable development, on Agenda 21. And it is part of a worldwide program to bring about a worldwide dictatorship to destroy contemporary society while you focus your attention on the threat of communism. Deborah, you pick up the story.
Well, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. For everyone who's listening, our website is stopthecrime.net. That's stopthecrime.net. And I'm going to be covering climate action plans in this segment with Dr. Stan today. And everything that I'm going to be talking about has documentation. So for anyone that is listening, everything on stopthecrime.net is a free download. However, there are those I know that are not able to print and download, so I'm going to give you a phone number right now for any item that you'd like. You can call a print shop that we have set up that will print documents for you for only the cost of printing and shipping. You can call area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. Now, I'm going to start out with this quote, Dr. Stan, because I think it's exactly where we are right now. This is the former CIA director, and this is the quote. "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." This was William Casey in 1981. Now, Dr. Stan, I just heard you talking about the selling of global warming. Well, I can tell you, as I attend my local city council meetings, a county board of supervisors, even the school board meetings, everything is being based and the platform is based on climate change, the need for us to stop climate change and global warming. Now, this is exactly what the climate action plans are based upon. The climate action plans are global. They're in every single city in the United States right now, in one way or another. What do I mean? Well, in our Northern California county of Sonoma County area, our climate action plan represents the most aggressive plan. It requires we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, which is political consensus fraudulent science. What has happened is the world is being run by the Rand Corporation's Delphi technique, where they have trained manipulators that manipulate all of us when we attend any incorporated meeting, incorporated meetings such as your city councils, your school boards, whatever meeting you're going to, even national and international meetings, they're all run based on the Delphi technique to manipulate us. It's doublespeak. And I would really recommend everyone look at the book, Doublespeak, by Luntz. But what I want to talk about is how...
Who wrote that book, Doublespeak?
Yes. I'll actually send that information to you, Dr. Stan.
For our listeners, I just wanted... You mentioned their name. Who is the title of the author of the book?
Yes, I will get that for you.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Johnson Box Company offered their heartfelt thanks to those courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings and freedoms we here at home enjoy. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way. Here's to a safe and speedy return home. That's from Bay Nelson at Johnson Box Company, 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver. Serving Denver since 1952. Call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say, let's not forget all the area troops standing strong. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we're simply talking about how this whole idea of the threat to the environment is being used to transform the world. This is a worldwide movement. This is not just the United States. It's a subversive movement by people who hate freedom, who want to justify altering the very structure of our society in the name of protecting the environment from global warming, which is as phony as a $3 bill. Last year was the coldest winter we've had in the United States in 50 years. That doesn't matter. People will believe what they read in the newspaper, what they hear on radio and television, because, of course, their minds are programmed. And ladies and gentlemen, if you aren't out there helping us get the word out, then you're part of the problem, too. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Stan, everyone that's listening, I had just mentioned prior to the break a book called Double Speak. And it's by William Lutz, L-U-T-Z. And you want to make certain that you look at the 1978 version. And this is what has occurred. A good example, too, is 1984, the book, or you can watch it online as a being read to you. But everything is backwards. Freedom is slavery, war is peace, and so on, such as... they'll use the example of human kinetics instead of physical education, or they'll use pavement deficiencies instead of potholes. So we have been stealthily and intentionally manipulated by doublespeak and by the Delphi technique that was the Rand Corporation. I'm bringing this up because this is the one of the manipulation strategies that has brought in these climate action plans to your cities. These climate action plans are going to require that you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or your carbon footprint. Now, what does that look like? Well, because it's based on phony, false science, here in my county, we've got to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. We have the most aggressive reduction target dates in the country. But all of you that are listening, you've got these plans too. Now, how do you find out? You type in the name of your city, and right after that, you type in greenhouse gas reductions, and you will see a host of policies that your city has signed you on to without your knowing, without your agreement or your knowledge or consent. And these policies are bringing in code enforcement violations against you in your homes or your businesses. So this is very dangerous. We're in an extremely predatory system that is increasing in these corporate regulations that know no end. And we're going to find that as these energy code enforcement officers go through our neighborhoods, which the Department of Energy is training. They're training energy audit assessors to walk through our neighborhoods, come knock on your front door. They're going to have equipment. They're going to say, we need to test the sustainability of your home. We're going to need to see if you have any air leaking in through your windows or your weather stripping. We need to make sure that you're using the light bulbs you're supposed to use, and of course we know all of those are mercury-filled, horrifically toxic light bulbs that you have to dispose of at the EPA. A hazmat website, you can look at the EPA and find out about disposal of these toxic light bulbs that you're required to have. You're also going to have to insulate your ceilings, your attic spaces, crawl spaces, if you are deficient in insulation. Now, they're going to use your zip code. They're going to use the census that you filled out on the number of occupants that live in your home, and public record will show the square footage of your home. That's all going to be used to determine whether the use of your space in your home is sustainable. Now, they're going to score your home on a scorecard. This is on our website, stopthecrime.net, under the Climate Action Plan link. I also did an emergency town hall meeting that you can also see on YouTube, and it's entitled, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans? You can watch this on YouTube. I really recommend that you do. We break it down what is happening in more detail than I will have time in this interview. But I want you all to understand, they're coming to your homes. They're coming to all our buildings. They're going to score our buildings between 1 and 10. It's going to end up on a national database, and you will be tracked, and you're going to be required to retrofit everything that does not meet the energy reduction requirement. Simply put, this is big corporation structures coming in, making money on requiring that you change out all of your appliances to Energy Star RFID chipped appliances. Smart meters are required in these plans.
And so there'll smart meters, there'll be smart appliances, there'll be a smart grid. It's all done under the so-called smart phrase, but the whole idea is to raise the cost of electricity so that they can lower your standard of living. After all, why should you have a high standard of living with all this electricity when all those poor people in Africa who are living in poverty? And you say, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, what we want to do is raise their standard of living, not lower ours. But there's an organized, orchestrated effort to raise your electric rate. There's no reason electricity should be expensive. It can be produced very, very cheaply, except we're tearing out the hydroelectric dam. We're closing down nuclear power plants. We're doing everything we can to block a development of normal sources of electricity, except for solar and wind. And are you willing to put a windmill on top of your house and suddenly do away with electricity at nighttime when there's no sunlight? You say this is crazy talk. We live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to what Deborah is saying. Get her material. Understand, they're going at it slowly, progressively, but this is the ultimate plan, and it's being implemented all across California, across America, across the world. Go right ahead.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. What I think is extremely important for people to understand is that you will be required to retrofit your homes because code enforcement will write you up as code enforcement violations, and you will be fined and penalized if you don't retrofit. Now, because of the economy and people are not able to afford replacement of all of their appliances and possibly insulating their homes and replacement of windows, etc. Now, again, not all of these things are necessarily a bad thing to have to do as far as increasing your insulation and so forth. But the appliances are another thing. With the RFID chips and the fact that they work in unison with the smart meters, you've got increased frequencies that are literally destroying your cells in your body. This is a soft kill mechanism of frequencies. It's also involved in mind control.
Now, wait a minute, Deborah. What are you speaking of specifically?
I'm talking about the interaction of the RFID chipped appliances that work with the collection device, the smart meter that's on our homes.
You mean it's actually putting things into our home that will be harmful to us?
Well, deadly would be a better interpretation
all right,
of that.
Deadly. Right.
Yeah, deadly. And again, when we have increased illnesses, we are being assaulted by a silent weapon system of frequencies. And I have great detail on our website on the mind control link. I would recommend everyone go there and take a look at that. But the climate action plans are plans that are going to move you into the cities into these human settlement zones. Now, what do I mean by that? You can go down to your building department. You can ask to see the layout of your city and find out where the boundary is around your city. And within that boundary, they're going to be allowing and promoting increased building densities. In other words, multi-use buildings, shops on the lower level, apartments, etc. above. And they're going to really encourage that construction within these urban growth boundaries. Now, people think, oh, good, I'm in the boundary. I'm not at risk. Well, no. If you're inside the city, you need to check what your potential and future zoning is. Because if you're in a single-family home within that urban growth boundary, you can likely discover that you are in an area set for redevelopment. And ultimately, they will take your home away because it doesn't meet its highest efficiency use. Now, if you're outside that city growth boundary, as many of us are, in rural country settings, you are considered sprawl and unsustainable. There is no question why the highway structure and road structure in the United States has not been continued to be repaired and kept up. Number one, the funds have been stolen, but number two, they've never intended for us to continue to access areas outside these city boundaries that they consider to be sprawl and unsustainable. Now, I looked at some climate action plans, for example, in Iowa, and I looked at climate action plans in Pittsburgh. Our team has looked at hundreds of climate action plans throughout the country, and I can tell you that the plans state loud and clear, if you are outside of these urban city growth boundaries, you are sprawl, you are unsustainable, these areas are to be returned to natural habitat or to woods, to forest. Now, what are these plans really? Well, they're based on the idea that we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and prevent climate change. We know that climate change, this is really the dark world of environmental and economic warfare. We know that climate change plans are not going to prevent climate change. And what these climate action plans, they're called many things. They can also not only be called climate action plans, they can be called energy action plans, sustainability, green plans. Just type in, as I said earlier, your city and greenhouse gas reductions, anything like that will show you what's going on in your town. But the climate action plans to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions are really the corporation's script. It's a cover for covert weather weapons and economic warfare programs. These are all silent weapon systems that have been engaged. Now, I found a very interesting page in the San Diego Climate Action Plan in Southern California, and it was on page 9. Now, you can look at this page again on stopthecrime.net under the Climate Action Plan link, but it's a page that shows us what will happen to the weather if you, all of us, do not reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. It says we're going to have extreme heat events, increased pollution, floods, droughts, wildfires, storms, changes in weather patterns, higher food costs and food scarcity, sea level rise, storm surge. And then right across on that chart, it has, as a result of these uncontrolled weather changes, these are the human health risks. We're going to have increased death and illnesses because of heat-related conditions. Increased respiratory illnesses and seasonal allergies, injury and death, respiratory illnesses, waterborne illnesses, foodborne illnesses, displacement, stress-related disorders, mental health impacts, increase in shift in infectious disease, increased hunger, decreased nutrition. It goes on. And at the bottom of this chart, it says this graph provides an overview of the impacts of climate change on human health. It is not meant to be an exhausted list of health impacts. Additional information on the relationship between climate change and public health can be found on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Climate Change and Public Health website. So you can go to the cdc.gov climate change, and you will find a greater list of this hoax that is being perpetrated on all of us by corporations. The CDC is a corporation doing business, and I can tell you, this is an extremely predatory system that we all live in right now.
Hold the thought, Governor. We'll be back in a moment. We'll be back in a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture
in my mind. Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Dan, I guess this morning, Deborah Tavares. And you say, well, these things aren't affecting me. Yeah, my electric rate's going up. I know that. And yes, I've had to get all these special light bulbs, and I don't like them necessarily. But after all, they do cut the back. And, do we get better efficiency from these light bulbs? Ladies and gentlemen, look at your light bulbs. You find out that those long-acting, certainly, a new light bulb burned out a lot sooner than the old light bulbs did. Everything is a lie, and when you understand that, it begins to make sense. But behind that are truly diabolical forces that want to destroy humanity. This is a worldwide subversive movement. And the fact that you never read about this, certainly in your local newspapers, certainly or hear about this on television, simply reflects that the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you have a specific question for Deborah, I don't want people to call in and give a long dissertation. If you have a specific question for Deborah, our number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Deborah, before we go on, I want you once again to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information. This is one of the most exhaustive websites or series of websites. You need to be there. You need to link to it. You need to help Deborah get the information out. If you really care about your future, your children, the subversive movement dominates both political parties, and is prevalent all throughout the world, both in communist and in capitalist countries. Except we're really not capitalist in America, and Russia is not communist. So go right ahead, Deborah. How can people get to
the thank website? You, Dr. Stan. Yes, the website is stopthecrime.net. And I want to point out a couple of things that are very relative to this discussion on climate action plans, because, again, as I was saying, smart meters are required. So are retrofitting of all of your appliances. If you have inefficient appliances, this includes your bathroom fan. They all need to be labeled Energy Star, including your heat and air equipment as well. Energy Star equipment does not manufacture gas appliances. This is extremely important. When I saw in our climate action plan that was approved in Santa Rosa, California, that we were no longer to use gas appliances or equipment as a builder of many decades, we looked at that closely and then looked in all the climate action plans. You will find the requirement to transition into Energy Star appliances. Again, they don't make them in gas. This is narrowing down your ability to use resources in tighter control with the smart grid, with all electric. Now, again, on stopthecrime.net, at the top scroll of the homepage, really want everybody to pay close attention to that scroll that goes by. You can click on one presentation we have featured with Lindsey Williams, and why we will not riot. And he talks about what he discovered with his elite friend and how the frequency grid is working in unison with the smart grid. In other words, the cell towers are working with the smart meters, and they're increasing the frequencies between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning. I refer everyone to that. Again, it's the top scroll, Lindsey Williams. And then you click on the Climate Action Plan link. This is very important, Dr. Stan. We have what is called a government worker questionnaire. This is how you prevent those in-home energy audits coming into your homes and into your communities. It's only a two-page questionnaire, and it's presented to any corporate government employee. Now, why am I calling them corporate government employees? Well, you can type in on Dun, D-U-N, and Bradstreet.com, your city, anything really at all, even the United States of America. They're all incorporated. They're all doing business. And when the corporate bottom line is their primary concern and revenue is their primary requirement for their corporate bottom line, we're not being served. And, of course, we now have city officials rather than city servants. We're not being served. But having that been said, this government worker questionnaire can be presented when somebody comes to your door and knocks on your door. You don't have to be combative. You just hand them this questionnaire and ask them to please complete it before they come back. Now, the main idea of this questionnaire is for you to be shown by this corporate structure that is predatory, does not recognize human life. The corporation's charters do not recognize human life. This is why smart meters, chemtrailing, GMO, all of these assaults and fluoride, et cetera, are all considered legal. They're considered legal because we are in a corporate structure that does not recognize life. So what you're asking for in this government worker questionnaire is for you to be shown where you signed and agreed to this inspection in your home. They will not be able to show you that because none of us have. We're literally being railroaded and conscripted in a system that none of us voted for. We don't know what is happening, and now you do. So you can go to stopthecrime.net, look at the Climate Action Plan link, and also go to the YouTube, the presentation on Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. That is on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. I recommend that you order DVDs, pass them around, download anything for free, and just get this information out. So what is important to understand with these climate action plans? There's over 31,000 American scientists and thousands of other scientists throughout the world, including Russian scientists, that tell us we could reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 100%, and that would have no effect on the climate. Now, I have on the Climate Action Plan link of stopthecrime.net what Bill Gates thinks about what we should be doing to reduce CO2 emissions. He says by the year 2050, we should have zero CO2 emissions. Well, then all life on the planet is gone. That is plain and simple. We need CO2. Again, this is all doublespeak. We have literally been educated into believing the opposite of what the meanings are. Few people really understand when they read in these climate action plans that we have to reduce fossil fuels. Petroleum is not made from dead dinosaurs. Now, again, you can look at all of this information on the link, stopthecrime.net, the climate action plan link. But understand, we are facing diabolical requirements. These fines and penalties upon our homes are going to push many people out of their homes.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
I picture in my mind.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here on the last segment with Deborah Tavares this morning. Remember, this is a long-term plan on the part of the subversive element. And behind them, well, the powerful spiritual forces that we discuss in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You cannot make any sense out of any of this. It's very slow, very subtle. Suddenly we do have the smart meters. We do now have suddenly the appliances. It's coming very slowly, and you're not even going to understand it until one day you end up suddenly and your living style has been limited. Your use of electricity is limited. You're not going to be able to develop your property the way you want to. Long-term planning. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Deborah, finish up the program for us.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Here in Northern California, as well as in your cities as well, they're having USDA meetings with conservation corporations with the rural farm and ranchers. This is critical for all of you to understand. We've attended a number of these meetings. You can go to stopthecrime.net, the just added link, and you can look at some of the YouTubes and videos that we've done at these meetings. But I discovered a document entitled Strategies for Mitigating Climate Change in Agriculture. I looked at the acknowledgments in this. It's a large strategy report, 100-plus pages. The World Bank has funded it, Bill and Melinda Gates, as well as meatless groups. Now, in this, they're talking about how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in rural farm dairy operations. They're saying that it's going to require a change of diet where we are no longer eating meat or any farm or animal products. This is the goal, to absolutely put the farmers and ranchers out of business. Here in California, they are doing it through the engineered drought. The farmers and ranchers are not able to grow enough hay. The water allotments for the ranches that are growing hay have been reduced to such that I went to a feed store just a couple of days ago, and they're concerned about being able to get hay deliveries, the quantities that they need for the request of all the local farms and ranchers, because pastures right now are not getting enough water to feed the cattle.
And I think it's important for people to understand, Deborah, why aren't they getting enough water? Certainly do we have a drought. We have problems. Oh, but, of course, they're required to dump the water into the rivers for the fish. I mean, we'll have some little mackerel that nobody cared about, and we've got to spend millions of acre-feet of water to protect that little mackerel fish. I mean, this is madness, and the average individual across America in Colorado doesn't understand this whole thing is engineered. Yes, there's a problem. Yes, I believe that this is an engineered drought. We don't know, because everything is secret. Everything is top secret. And if you work for the government to tell the truth, they'll do to you what they did to Snowden. But, of course, they want the shortages so that they can drive up the cost of meat so they can get you to stop. You're not going to be able to afford meat here. We have the lowest level, certainly, of our herd, of our beef herd, that we've had in 50 years. Go right ahead.
Yes, we know that the weather modification programs are a global, large-scale, deliberate manipulation of the Earth's climate. And California partnered with the perpetrators. California has partnered with NASA. You can go to our other website entitled ToxicSky.org, ToxicSky.org. You can look at the patents. You can look at the NASA documentation. NASA is engaged in weather manipulation and using the weather as a weapon, as well as the Scripps Institute and NOAA. They're all involved. California Water Resource Management has partnered with the perpetrators. And I can tell you right now that we're seeing the attempts now to reduce rural properties that are on wells. They call it now groundwater management. What is that really? That means that they want to monitor the usage of private residential well owners to access water. This is not anything to do with the large vineyards that are drawing the water here in Sonoma County. Again, this is an covert weather weapons and economic warfare programs Through these climate action plans, everything is based on the false science of global warming, that we can prevent it. Also, it's a carbon tax gimmick. It's a method also for economic warfare being waged upon corporations and businesses where we're trading air. Now, several interesting things I discovered, Dr. Stan. I intercepted some emails between some law firms in New York City and on the West Coast, and they're really chomping at the bit to start a whole new litigation opportunity through green litigation, because we're working ourselves into and out of a productive economy into a new green economy where the employees will be employees that will literally bring in and enforce the lawless corporate statutes. We're going to have enforcement teams. Those are going to be the primary jobs in this new green economy. And the law firms are eager because they see a whole host of new opportunities for litigation. Also, the tribal communities are in the crosshairs. We've got to warn our tribal communities, of which there are 566 between the lower 48 and Alaska. The EPA is assaulting them right now with the same climate action plan, telling them that they must reduce their greenhouse gas emissions as well. If they don't, the EPA has told them that their economic and cultural sustainability is at risk. That is a threat. This is what we're being threatened. If we don't reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, our lives are at threat. Now, there is no end to increasing these city ordinances, these changing the building codes. In fact, what they say is that they will be creating new REACH, R-E-A-C-H, codes, so that when we do not meet the target reductions of greenhouse gas, your city can change building codes arbitrarily to enforce more revenue collection schemes on you and your home. Now, I can also tell you, in the climate action plans, older homes that are not well insulated, that really can't be brought up to sustainable requirements, will be demolished. This is the Hunger Games. We are moving into what we see, the Hunger Games. Now,
we're out of time. God bless you for everything you're doing. I hope everybody listening on it to go to your website, talk to me real soon. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Deborah Tavares. I hope you go to her website. I hope you check it out. This is a long-range subversive plan by evil and wicked people, and behind them are truly demonic forces that want to destroy Western civilization. In fact, all civilization. They know exactly what they're doing, and the fact that you don't read about this in the newspaper or certainly hear about it on radio or television is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. If you haven't got the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor who thinks that the right-wing controls the media, but then because the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media, most people don't understand the political structure that rules the world today and makes mockery of our two-party program. Why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and get the books, and certainly the Shadows of Power, excellent book by its friend James Perloff, and certainly Ted Flynn's excellent book. The information is there. You need to get it so that you can help us reach others. But if you're not involved, well, you're going to lose America, and you don't deserve to be free. The enemy is not in Ukraine. Certainly the enemy is not in Syria, where we've now killed over 162,000 innocent civilians, and their blood is on your hands, ladies and gentlemen. The blood is on your hands unless you're speaking out against the fact that we're financing the terrorists over there in Syria who are killing the Christians, who are raping the Christians and the Jews. But are you concerned as long as we got football coming up and my goodness, you know, things aren't so bad for most of us? Ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our program 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm 85. I do this without pay or compensation because I'm trying to save America. What are you willing to do? Well, you can help us financially. We need your help to maintain our network of stations out across America. When you can hear the 4 hours a day on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's 4 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our shortwave program. You can certainly hear our other programs on the satellite, but you need to be involved, and then you need to talk to everybody you can. We can reach the American people. They know something's wrong. They're looking for leadership. But if you're not involved, who? And if not now, when? Because we're moving rapidly towards the climax in history, and believe me, terrible things lie ahead for this country. Because America has turned against God, and when a nation turns against God, why God turns against that nation. And if you think for 1 minute we can continue doing what we're doing without divine intervention, I think you're sadly mistaken. We need a great revival. The only thing that's going to save America is a great revival. I don't see it coming, but I hope and pray that I'm wrong, and I'm going to be on this battlefield for as long as God allows me. But we need your help. We need your financial help, and if you're not in a position to help us financially, we need your prayer. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Go there, go through our files, listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.